A special panel of three federal judges today ruled that crucial parts of the new campaign finance law known as McCain-Feingold are unconstitutional. The panel was assigned the task of expediting legal challenges to McCain-Feingold after the law was signed by President Bush last year. The three judges have had the case for more than 5 months, and the ruling now may come too late to be reviewed by the Supreme Court until next fall. Joining us to discuss the case is NPR's legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg. And Nina, the three judges seem to have given the McCain-Feingold law at least two strikes here. What parts did it find in violation of the Constitution?
Well, gone is most of the ban on soft money contributions to political parties, and those are the unlimited contributions by corporations, unions, and rich people. Gone also is the ban on late campaign ads by interest groups that target a particular candidate. These are ads that are financed not by the opponent, but by, as I said, an interest group.
Important parts of the law. What's left of McCain-Feingold?
Well, mainly the parts left are the disclosure provisions. And I should note also that some parts of the soft money ban, as it affects party spending, were upheld. Still, one would have to say that the ship of campaign finance reform is listing fiercely at this point, Robert.
Now, Nina, in terms of how elections are run, this is a big deal. And as I understand it, the three-judge court did not stay its order.
Quite to the contrary. The court has ordered the various enforcement agencies of the federal government not to enforce those provisions of the law that were struck down today. Now, that means almost certainly that Senator McCain and company will go racing to the U.S. Supreme Court, I suppose possibly as early as this weekend, seeking a stay, that is, an order to hold this ruling in abeyance until there is a Supreme Court ruling on the law.
And when might we get a Supreme Court ruling on the law?
Well, this decision that we got today runs more than 1,000 pages, with 3 pages of charts just to tell the reader what was upheld, what wasn't, and which judges agreed with each other on each provision. So this is not a piece of cake. There are tens of thousands of pages of record, testimony, etc. And whatever the Supreme Court decides is likely to be the Bible for campaign money for at least a decade. Now, the court has already finished hearing cases argued this term, and while many originally thought that it might add a day for this case in May, most lawyers on both sides now seem to think that that is extremely unlikely. And even if there is an early hearing scheduled, for example, for the fall, what do we do with the fact that we may have a retirement, one or more, this summer? It is a messy business at this point.
Well, do we have any previous cases that went to the Supreme Court that would indicate how the justices might go on McCain-Feingold?
I think one would have to say that this really is very, very close at this point. I wouldn't predict the outcome, particularly on the soft money ban, one way or the other.
And what happens then to fundraising for the presidential candidates and other candidates for 2004 while all this is up in the air?
Well, I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. Normally, one might expect a stay to preserve the status quo. And that would mean that, at least for now, candidates and groups would have to live with the new rules, as they have been doing up until now. If there isn't a stay, well, it's back to the bad old or the good old system, depending on your point of view, Robert.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg on today's ruling by a panel of three federal judges that found crucial parts of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law unconstitutional.